Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Again, I told you about the crazy or the dangerous criminals from both landing and coming over to my condo, but for 20 years. About 20 years, it's like 18 years. 18 years older and still doing the same thing. That's about 20 years. 2002, 2003. That's sick. It's so deranged. Some people could not believe what I was saying, but this is so extreme. This is why I am not interested in mental working in the mentally ill as a career or as something to fall back on, because I'm an artist, I'm an entertainer. Some of the things they said and did was so hideous, it requires a doctor and the police to be involved. As I said before, these criminals have stated outside in the vehicle that they look at me in a toilet, said I sit like a girl, see me naked, showering, and looking in the bathroom, in the bedroom, and so on. Again, that's against the law. I have tried to get the police involved. Then I realized they could be making up stories because they have some severe illness. And they got a severe illness, even if they are making up stories. But it may be true. It was because they thought I was a celebrity, because they heard me talking about it in 2003, 2002. That's sick. Not 20 years of their life. Again, that's not an excuse, because it's a crime. A crime will be committed. There's going to be legal issues and so on. I have mentioned it. They might even be living in my building. They said they were over here. I don't know. I hope the police get involved, because I consider these people very deranged and dangerous. No one should be should deal with this for 18 years. However, these individuals may come from Buffalo or wherever, where I'm from, and they came out here without me knowing. That is a no-no. They're up to no good. I deal with people directly. Anybody does. I don't want them around me. Criminal records, up to no good. They say crazy things, and again, they're outside saying that they saw me use the bathroom and trespass. I can't deal with psychosis or a dangerous criminal. Being a peeping Tom is against the law. It's sick. Okay. Now, when I say these things are accurately true. I am not making up stories, because I know what these sociopaths and low lives, these same sick people who say these things, will try to cover up their psychosis and their illness and their criminal nature by making up stories about me when I say this. I don't have no delusion. They are not experts. They're just lying. Other things that they said, which is really sick, which I hope the Department of Mental Health in LA can get involved, is that they were going to get money out of my home and they were going to have a drag queen live here. That is so sick. I'm never attracted to no drag queens or transgender. I have no attraction. However, in general, politically, I respect transgender or anybody who is not a criminal. Transgender people deserve to be respected, okay? And they do not deserve to be discriminated. However, on a personal level, I have no attraction to no transgender. I realize that they when they say transgender all this, they are out of touch with reality. Another thing that was concerning me is about when they were peeping my home is that they said they used my songs. if they did, they committed fraud, forgery, and so on. It really is wrong for them to say things like this, because that is a no-no. Being a dream killer, a thief, trying to make it in the industry with hip-hop, listen, that they're going to know they're not a songwriter or something. And then they made the statement, they're waiting for me to sue. All I need to do is sue. They are going to jail because they had no permission. Forgery, any type, is a crime. They're evil. I would suggest that they should have spent that 18 years going to college or starting their own business, make their own music, go find a place, stop sitting on their ass and doing targeting someone like me. And they don't even know me, or I just live next door to them across the street 20 years ago, just about. I mean, 18, 19 years is a very long time. That's plenty of time to do something with your life. It's going to be 20 next year. The other thing is, I don't like them saying that they think that I'm going to be a therapist or a social worker. That is a delusion. I have no interest in being anything with mental health because of my bad experiences with the mentally ill. While some mentally ill people and people who have mental diagnoses in general are law abiding and non-violent and are well enough to take care of themselves, just like people with or without mental health issues. I mean, but there are some mentally ill people, and these people are examples who are just too low functioning and too dangerous. Are they that poor or that desperate for 18 years and they live in an apartment, then something is wrong with that picture. I believe they're doing drugs, alcohol. That's making it worse. They should get a detox or go to a hospital. I mean, they have just about 20 years. They could have done a lot. Target somebody like me who they don't know. They said I was bragging about it 20 years ago. I have alerted the LAPD and them to get involved, because I don't feel safe with these people. When they say crazy things or things that are criminal, it requires the LAPD to get involved. I consider them very dangerous and very unwell. My songs that I make with my master writer are published and copyrighted. I own the catalog. I came out here to Hollywood for a dream. I did not come to Hollywood to be undermined by some dangerous low-life filth or trash who have no business being in the industry if they can't write their songs. They want to take away my dream because they're dangerous and they're nothing but evil human beings who have nothing better to do on this planet but try to sabotage and target someone like me who has ambitions because they can't get off their fucking ass and follow the law and write their own damn music. If they can't walk the straight road, then they shouldn't have been around in the first place. That is not fair. Criminals do not deserve a second chance by committing another crime. It's important that these type of people be locked up if they can't change. I learned this a long time ago. Restraining orders is not enough. They're too dangerous and they're too sick. Last thing I'm going to say, these people are an example of negative, evil people to be kept away from. Negative people like these people cannot hang out or deal with good people like me or people who want to follow the law. They will sabotage. They will hurt. They will do something heinous. They're dangerous. It is no excuse for what they said and done. Even if they're making up stories, they have a severe mental illness and requires them to be checked. If they're living on the street or getting money from a song that they license or or stole or sample, they deserve jail time. They're evil. You took away all those years of dreams, and everybody's taking a shortcut, can't get on the straight road and follow the damn law. And I don't want them coming over here because they're looking for a role model. They're too dangerous. They're not the type. I would never hang or want to be a role model to a criminal or ex-con or wherever they come from, because I know that's where they come from. They're going back to jail sooner or later. Well, first they did some crime, then they would commit fraud, harassment. I don't want it. When they're from Buffalo, New York, or where they're from, but I know they're from Bow Street and Landon. They kept talking about what I did 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago. 20 years, 19 years ago, you are too sick. You're 19 years older doing the same thing, talking about the same thing 20 years ago, just about. Police, please get involved. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.